Proclamation number 7541 of 7th of March, 1960. Man determines his own fate. The kingdom you desire will become your abode. Spirit or matter will be your governor, depending on your will, but this is free. The fate that awaits your soul after the body's apostasy is one you have created for yourselves through your will, which was meant for spirit or matter. Understand that you yourselves are the originators of what awaits you after your death. For you receive what you want, a stay in hard matter or in the spiritual realm. The fate you have chosen for yourselves during your life on earth awaits you. But they are quite different lots. They signify bliss or torment, and only those who strive for the spiritual kingdom in earthly life will be allowed to enjoy a beautiful state. They will be blissful, whereas hard matter will again become the shell of the spiritual, which only strived for matter on earth and which is in a state of hardship and torment. Yet through its own fault, you humans live on earth for the purpose of spiritualizing your ego of your soul, which is no longer far from its completion. But you must accomplish this spiritualization yourselves of your own free will, and therefore you cannot be hindered if you turn more towards matter again and your ego slowly hardens again. When your soul sinks back into the depth from which it had already ascended so far that it should only still prove itself as a human being, it certainly has the opportunity to completely spiritualize itself in the short time of earthly life, for it is granted assistance in every way. But it is also exposed to temptations by the world. It is constantly enticed by matter and seeks to take possession of it. Thus it can, in free will, place the material world before the spiritual world, and then it irrevocably takes the path of return to the abyss. Then its perfection is in question unless it still comes to its senses before the death of its body and strives towards the spiritual kingdom with a strong will. Which is also possible for it because this will is respected and supported at all times. This is why the material world is a great danger for the human being whose will is weakened, for the will determines the soul's spiritual state, and this can very easily develop progressively. And then the soul's matter will stay when the body falls prey to death. But if the human being seeks to attain the spiritual kingdom, if his thoughts move more in this than in the earthly kingdom, if he seeks the bond with God, then he need not fear falling prey to matter, and his fate in the beyond will be accordingly. He is in the spiritual kingdom which he aspired to on earth, and only the soul's degree of maturity determines the degree of light and bliss which that spiritual kingdom offers him. But it is the spiritual kingdom. The soul has been able to completely detach itself from the material form. It has reached its original state again, since it was able to create and work in full freedom in light and strength. It has reached its aim on earth and now no longer needs to pass through the material world. But this is the fate of the souls who only desired matter on earth. And it is the last time of grace, it is the time before the end, when unusual help will still be given to all people so that they can still accomplish their complete spiritualization on earth. Unusual events provide unusual help where people themselves have become too irresponsible and indifferent. God himself comes to the aid of all souls because he loves them and wants to spare them the dreadful fate of a new banishment. But all people have free will, and this determines the soul's fate in eternity, in the time after the death of the body, which can be extremely glorious but also equally agonizing, depending on this will and the way of life the person leads on earth. Anyone who strives towards the spiritual kingdom will also enter it. Anyone who desires matter will have to take it as a cover again, for the kingdom of the beyond is close to these souls as soon as the last day on this earth has come. Amen.